this is when, oh, it just, the film really does pick up, because Sigourney grabs Gauntless Gorman and goes, do something! And then he's just like, flapping all over the place, and she goes, screw this, hops in the driver's seat and just fucking guns it.
Yeah.
Smashes through walls, all sorts. They do this amazing sort of like quick like evac where everyone's getting on.
She bursts into the nest, basically, yeah. Doesn't she?
Yeah.
And they are doing the classic thing of walking backwards to get into, be rescued.
Yeah, yeah.
Being rapidly followed by xenomorphs.
And I think three of them get out. You've got Hicks, Valkyries, and Hudson. They get out because I think even Cigar Man dies in that whole...
Oh, he's already gone.
He's gone, yeah.
But what, who you have got left, who doesn't quite get in, I think I'm right on this, is the very blonde guy.
He died... he's the first one... No, he gets back to the thing, but he dies... at the last very moment, as they're trying to get onto the armored vehicle.
Yeah, and who was he?
Oh, I hope you're going to tell me, because I have no clue.
Yeah, I knew I hated him from the get-go, because he is Mark Rolston, fantastic actor, who played the bloody rapist in Shawshank. I knew I hated him, and I didn't know why. I thought, that's very bad manners.
That's right, yeah.
Why would you hate someone all the time?
Yeah. At least give him the benefit of the doubt. No. That would explain
it. So now you're dead. Yeah. No one cares.
So he dies, and then the doors close, and then one of the xenomorphs claw in, and then you have the fantastic line, which Hicks does, gets the shotgun, pumps it into its mouth, and goes, eat this! Acid, of course, goes everywhere, gets Hudson's. He's doing the classic, like, rolling around whining, because he's acid on the... That's going to hurt.
Well, he would hurt if he just fell over.
The whole thing is great. And then they're thinking, we're just going to leave this place, nuke it from orbit.
Before that, what I have to say, this just knocks me out, is that you get, it's not Dishy Dallas, it's the other guy. It is, Captain Handsome is Hicks.
Hicks, yeah.
Now, Hicks... comes up to her because she is now driving very fast and not particularly well because she's just panic stricken now. She's already driven over a couple of them because they jump on and she drives right over
she
them.
She breaks, it falls off and then I think
the best bit where Hicks, I don't think Hicks has been burned yet. That's someone else. Hicks comes up, puts his hand on her and he says, down. Turn down.
Ease down.
Ease down. You've blown the transaxle.
Yeah.
I've blown all my transaxles by then, I might tell you. And they have to go back and now regroup. Oh, dear.
Yeah. And they're thinking, we've bitten off way too much that we could chew. We're going to go up to orbit and just nuke the whole fucking lot.
Yeah. Which... but you've got to get the Scorpion down. Who is... we've got the girl pilot...
with the aviators on.
I love her. But then you've got the fantastically named Spunkmeyer. Who runs up to get on the Scorpion, right?
What kind of name is that?
Is that? But again, probably in America.
Yeah.
Anyway. But as he runs up, he thinks, oh, what's that on the ramp? Sticky goo. And you think, oh, shit.
Yeah.
So the Scorpion's coming to pick them all up. It takes off. And all of a sudden, the door behind her opens and she goes, Spunkmeyer, and turns around. It isn't Spunkmeyer. It is obviously our friend, one of the xenomorphs. And the Scorpion coming to get them suddenly does bad flying. And Ripley says, run!
Yeah.
And they have to run and the whole thing, oh dear.
Yeah, that whole thing.
We're not getting out of here now.
No, that's your way back up. Not going to happen. And Hudson is just such a likable character because, of course, as soon as that happens, he's just like, game over, man, game over. And it's just hilarious.
So they get back into the sort of room that they've been in.
Operations centre.
Yeah. And start thinking, now we got to get cute. And before that, Newt has said, we need to get back inside now. They come at night.
Yeah.
Usually at night.
Yeah.
And you think, Well, it's already looking pretty probably dark to me.
Yeah.
So they go back in and start shutting all of these.
Sealing up doors.
We're sealing up. They've got a super fast welder. Brilliant.
Love it.
All the walls are steel. All lovely. Sigourney says, come on, I'm going to get you to go and have a little nap. She doesn't want to sleep on the bed. But she, anyway, really cute scene between Sigourney and Newt. She does go to sleep. They've got everything sorted. It is Q. You and I know what that word is. It is quiet, but it's not going to be for long. She goes in to check on Newt, goes to sleep under the bed with the gun on the top. Something wakes her up.
Mm-hmm.
She puts her hand over the top of the bed. Her gun has gone. Oh, dear.
You have the empty cylinder where the face hugger was rolling empty.
Somebody has brought one of the xenomorph jars into the bedroom spot where baby Newt is and let the white lobster out, who's thinking, yeah, breakfast.
Yep.
And I think that girl gets it. Oh, dear, but, you know, Sigourney's here now.
Yeah.
And it's scampering around all over the place.
Yes.
And she wakes her up. Newt. We're in trouble.
Mm.
What a good kid. See, personally, I would have screamed. She keeps real quiet while they're trying. Break the window.
Yeah.
Please try and break the window.
Can't hear anything.
No.
She comes up with a great idea.
This woman, when you want her in a crisis, because she doesn't think I'll blow it up with a hand grenade. She thinks, cigarette lighter. I'll turn on the actual fire.
The sprinklers.
Yeah. And that goes, wah, wah, fire in the blank. So they all come running. Brilliant.
Hicks does the most heroic thing. Because I think they shoot the glass and he just fucking dives Bond straight through the glass. And then, of course, I think by that point, Ripley's got a face hugger on her and she's trying to get it off. And, like, he, like, dives in. He starts getting it. I think all three of them...
Like
trying to get it off her. You've got bloody Newt doing the best screaming. Yeah. I think because she does it quite a lot throughout the whole film. It's
only
great.
When it's really necessary. Yeah.
And I'm like, hey, that's the noise that I'm definitely going to be making if a facehugger's trying to get onto me. And it's a bit where she's screaming, and then in the background, you just hear Simone scamper up. She then pushes the trolley, which then traps it. And then, of
Feather
course,
kid.
Hudson then comes back, gets Newt out of the way, puts his foot on the fucking thing, and just goes...
Excellent.
Just completely, like, mullets it to hell.
And then they have to rescue Sigourney.
Rescue Ripley.
Again,
Valkyries does the shooting, because I think Hicks gets it, and it's like, are you ready? Launched it, and then she fucking blows it to Timbuktu.
By now, they know... that there's somebody in their number who's a shit. Who put
Mr.
that
Burke
in there?
Pants.
It's Mr. Burke.
Yeah.
Who had come up with the idea that they would be infested and then, you know, what no one would notice.
And he could just make up his version of events.
And then, however, that lovely scene of where they all want to kill him.
Yeah. So good. And then what then happens is... you have the... or something it goes wrong because then you've all of a sudden got a countdown of we've got like 4 hours to get off the planet. Bishop then does the... it's such a claustrophobic scene.
Goes through that.
Goes through
I'll
the
do
pipe.
It.
Yeah, I'll do it. And I think he has to get through the pipe to the thing to then send the signal up to the mothership
with
to send that. And you have that whole thing where he's just...
What a lad. Brilliant.
Love Bishop.
And meanwhile, they've got to try and stay alive.
They have to survive until Bishop does what's
magic.
Has
done that. Plus, everything has gone to shit and it's now going to blow up.
Yeah. So then you've got the added pressure of, like, we need to get off ASAP. We've also now got a whole army of xenomorphs coming to kill us. And then
but we've welded the doors, Jamie.
And we've got turrets all set up, and you have a fantastic scene where they're all, like, in the corridors, gunning all the aliens to shit. But then you have that bit where I think they've got, like, two left, shooting, And then they stop on, I think it's like 5 or 10 rounds. And you see the... And they go, oh, they've retreated. Oh, that's good. Lovely.
They're coming, though.
And then it's Hudson, with the motion tracker, goes, they're still coming, though. They're getting close. They're getting close. And it's that whole bit where it's like, 8 metres, 7 metres. And they're like, and then Ripley's like, that's inside the room. And then great shot where she just goes...
She looks to the ceiling.
Looks up. And then Hicks goes up.
He's brave, isn't he? Has a little peep.
Yeah, Hicks, God love him. And that the whole chemistry between him and Ripley is quite flirtatious. And you're thinking, I want this to work. I want them to get together.
In a perfect world, they're going home to get married. And they're going to raise Newt and have 2 children. Oh, it's just going to be fabulous.
Yeah.
He looks through the grate and realises...
Hello.
Ooh, and then they start falling down on them. And retreat!
They're coming from the ceiling. They're coming from the floors. Unfortunately, Hudson meets his fate because he's there, cocky as ever, because he's there like, come on then! Come on then, you want some? And then they come up from the floor, grab him, and then, unfortunately, he then meets his demise.
He's gone. And Fafquith, love that name.
Yep.
Okay, so she, let's cut a bit, otherwise we'll be here until tomorrow. Yeah. She ends up in, again, one of the vents, because they've looked at the plans and seen that there's all these vents and such what.
Yeah.
They're going to get out through the vents.
Because Newt says, follow me, I know how to do it.
Yeah. This way. Sadly, Vathquev ends up having an injury to her leg.
Alien comes down from above her, and she does the bit where she fucking puts her foot against the head, and she's like...
Yeah, and the acid goes on her leg. So she is now down to a gun, a handgun, and is dragging an acid leg. And who goes back for her? About time he stepped up.
Steps up, gets that redemption, don't he?
Gormless Gorman, he trots back, and they just hug each other. They know it's coming. They've got a grenade. They both hold it.
She goes, you always were an asshole. And then,
boom! So now we've got Ripley, Newt, and Handsome Hicks.
And Bishop.
And Bishop is up doing a clever thing. So then there's a whole kind of thing. Newt is doing a grand job getting them out. But then, suddenly she slips.
Oopsie daisy. I was a bit like, I know the plot's got to do the plot thing and go, oops, we're going to do another thing and, you know, add even more, you know, tension. Newt disappears.
In the water with the little head of her doll.
Ripley and Handsome Hicks go after her. Of course, she's got the tracker on and they find her.
Oh, he had romantically given her the watch.
Yeah.
The tracker watch she gave to Newt.
Ripley then gives to Newt.
Yeah.
And then, so they find her and she's, I think like in the sewage, not sewage, but like the water bit under
it's
the water
drain. Place. Just sort of looking around with the headless
They
doll.
Find her and they're like,
With
the doll, yeah. And you have that great bit where they're, again, doing the welding bit, trying to get the grate off. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, in the water, just...
Zemo comes out, she grabs her. She's gone.
Of course, Hicks is like, we gotta go! And she get back to the ship. Bishop's there. You know, I think at this point... Hicks gets a fucking... He gets some acid in his eye or something. He gets injured.
No. He got it all across here.
In the
elevator, which is where you get rid of Burke, happily. Because he's trying to run off.
He's trying to...
Fuck him.
Yeah.
So he's gone. But Hicks, Handsome Hicks, has had a little bit of a thing and they had to rip his... So he's a bit burned.
Yes.
But so still handsome.
He stays on the ship with Bishop. And I think Bishop's like, you've got 15 minutes. And of course,
what does Ripley say?
Ripley's like, I'm going back.
No, she says, we're not leaving.
That's it,
and
we're
Bishop
not leaving.
And Bishop goes, we're not. And Hicks is there, sort of like with one eye open, covered in acid.
Yeah.
And he goes, no.
Don't be too long.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And off she trots. He's already taught her everything to do with guns.
You have
and that whole sexy scene of, I know how to look after myself. And I'm thinking, ooh.
Yeah.
She tools up.
The tooling...
With the sticky tape.
This whole, and this is what I loved about this film, and I think for me it tops the first one, Sigourney's badassery is like on steroids in this film.
Yeah.
Because she's tiny, but the gearing up scene where she's fucking duct taping the flamethrower to the pulse rifle, she's getting all the grenades, and then she gets into the elevator, takes her jacket off.
Oh, so we're back to the very small vest. I love her. And with the sort of like a harness.
Harness gets put on. I think it's got like grenades or something in
it. Oh, I love it. She is armed.
And she's like armed to the teeth, and you're like, going on, fuck yeah, let's go. And it's such a good act. The bit where she goes back for Newt. And she's doing the pulsing. Well, first, the elevator door comes off, and you've got all like the steam and stuff, and she just comes out, and you're thinking, hey,
I'd rather not.
No way I'm doing that. But you know who's gonna do it? It's this person. Because she's like there fucking ready.
I'm going in.
I'm going in.
I'm gonna find her, sadly.
Hello. And again,
Finds the watch.
She's doing all the flares, leaving the flares behind. Again,
Hansel and Gretel, that is.
Crazy smart. And then finds the watch, goes, and it's that heartbreaking moment where you think, fuck, she almost got her. And then, of course, then Newt starts screaming because she's cocooned.
And the egg is opening.
Yeah. Hello. And you're thinking, and it's like,
you can see its little white lobster legs.
Yeah.
Ew.
And then in the nick of time, Ripley rocks up. That's
dead.
And then she scoops
her out of that sticky sight.
Again, does this whole thing of just carrying you on her hip. And it's going through it. And
like
she's doing
weighs about 4 pounds. Yeah. I mean, I know she's not a big girl.
But still.
She's got everything on.
She's doing the pulsing.
Hold on to me.
Yeah, doing the pulsing of the flamethrower. Love that, because the colour palette in this whole film is so good. Because you've got the blue, the really sort of vivid blue of like the lights and stuff. But then you've got against like the very back, the very dark grey, black sort of setting of the alien nest, but then you've got the red of the flares, the flamethrower. Yeah. It's all
and she spectacular. She eventually ends up in the nest of all nests.
The music cuts out and it's just silent, and it's a close up of her face, and it then pans out and she's just surrounded by eggs, and then it slowly and you see the, and again it's disgusting because it's the whole queen laying the actual eggs.
Yeah, that is a bit disgusting. And I must stop you there and just say, the music, James Horner, excellent. Excellent.
Yeah, have all the awards for that, because great job.
Just fantastic. And so we now know, here's Mama.
Yeah, and she big. She
and
big,
and she's going to be a bit angry.
Yeah, it's this great part where they communicate, like it's Ripley and the Queen.
That's mother.
Mother to mother.
To mother.
Yeah.
You hurt me, I'm going to hurt your babies.
Yeah.
And I'll just lay down some fire here.
Yeah.
So you know I'm going to kill all these eggs with my flamethrower and all the aliens.
Back up.
Back off.
Yeah. And then she sort of backtracks. And then one of the eggs then opens. And I never realised it until seeing it last night. Sigourney does this sort of head tilt like, I tried. I tried to warn you. I'm now going to have to fuck you up. And just goes,
kills the whole nest.
Kills the whole thing. But then it starts laying, it like starts shooting on the aliens. Again, the editing is so good because it's quick, it's snappy. It's the close-up of her shooting to then the rounds going down in the gun to then the destruction. And then she's like, the grenade launcher, guts going everywhere. And you think,
oh my lord.
Hell yeah.
And then she ends up in the elevator of hell. Now, there are two elevators in this movie. Of course there are. We know that Mummy Xenomorph. Queen Xenomorph, like that.
Yeah.
She's probably, most definitely, going to be using the other elevator. So, Sigourney's elevator arrives, gets in. She is as sweaty as fuck. I think she's got maybe 12 bullets left on that really cute meter on the gun.
Oh, no, she's empty.
Oh, no, it's empty.
She empty.
So she has zero now.
Yeah.
Absolutely zero. And she has got Newt basically on her hip.
Yeah.
She's been hoping hoping against hope that Bishop has managed to get that thing down, the scorpion plane, got into it, and is coming for her. She gets out of the elevator with those great doors.
Yeah.
Fantastic doors. And then she's on the landing stage. It's all getting a bit shit by now because the whole place is going to blow up in like, what, 2 minutes or something? It's like, get out, get out. And she's on the landing platform and sees that the other elevator is arriving.
Yeah, it's slowly coming up.
Yeah, and that means I don't think it's the butler coming. I think that might be Queen Xenomorph.
Yeah.
So she hugs Newt and says, don't look, baby. And from nowhere comes Bishop trying to steer in all this horrible mayhem. He's trying to fly that scorpion ship with the ramp down to get close
enough.
Trying
to scoop her.
Yeah, like, get on, kid, and we're out of here. She manages to put Newt on it. We've already got Queen Xenomorph is turning up.
The way she comes out of the bloody elevator is terrifying as well, because it opens up and it's just black, and then you've got like the sort of like lightning sparks that are going on that lights her face, and you're like, oh, that's terrifying.
Yeah, that's bigger than the other ones.
Yeah, and it starts coming towards her. She gets onto the thing, and just in the nick of time, they get out.
Whipley gets on, straps Newt in, of course, gets her. And I think either her or Bishop says, punch it.
Yeah.
And he's put his foot on the gas and off they go. And it the most spectacular nuclear
explosion.
Thermonuclear explosion happens behind them with lots of fantastic guys. And it's like,
they did it.
They did it. Yeah. They get back. And as you said before, the ending is never the real ending. There's always going to be the next ending. They get off the ship, and you're thinking, oh, is it dinner time? And they're standing there. And she looks at Bishop like, I had you wrong all along. You're a great bloke. All of a sudden, out of the middle of his chest comes the tale of doom.
Yeah.
And he's ripped and thrown into bits all over the place.
Oh,
here is Queenie.
Lifts him up. And of course, it's like in the ship. Lifts him up and just grabs him and goes, rips him into. And of course, he's like, with all the white stuff. And you're thinking, oh, fucking hell. They can't catch a break, these guys. And then it's that whole bit where, like, the Queenie is going after Newt. I think at this point, Ripley is in the other, like, bunker bit.
Newt, you've got an errant flying here, Jim. Yeah. You might want to get there.
Nah, it's all right, you can't hear it.
Okay, it just looks funny because it's going around your hair, because it likes your hair gel or something. There you go, it keeps settling on your hair.
Yeah, on your head now.
Oh, God, I have maggots in my hair. Ew, that's just not cut. Anyway, so Newt's smart. She gets under the floor. She's not stupid.
Mm.
And of course, that means, you know, Queenie is like opening up all the hatches.
Yanking them all up.
Looking for her. Meanwhile, Ripley, again, has had the best idea. Is that she has gone into another chamber and the doors have shut. And suddenly they open and she's in the mech suit and says, and what did she say?
Ah,
best line.
The best line of the film. And she does that. She's walking into shot. She's like, get away from her, you bitch. And put so much stank on the word bitch that you're like, oh yeah, it's about to go down. She's like now the size of Queenie. And it's just like, bring it on.
Yeah.
Let's
leave
do
the
this.
Kid alone.
Yeah, it's between you and me.
You and me.
Mum to mum, we're going to have this out. And again, it's great because it's like, left hook, right hook. And because, of course, she grabs it by the head. And then you've got the...
And she's doing this with her head, left and right.
With the fucking tail coming in. And then in classic alien fashion, it's like, we're just going to fucking open the airlock. Down you go. Which she then does. She does the whole beep, 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 beep.
The airlock opens and she picks it up
and she's like, eh.
Meanwhile, then, poor old Bishop is sliding towards the airlock, only half
Bishop,
of him
man.
Remaining.
Yeah. He was like, like going that. Down the fucking thing.
But she's tipping Queenie down the hole.
Yeah. And
you think, sadly,
just as she's about to dump the Queen into space,
she pulls the entire tech suit with her.
Yeah.
And Ripley unbuckles and starts going up the ladder. We all know that's never going to go well.
No. And you're thinking, this thing's definitely going to grab your leg.
But remember, she's only got it into the first airlock.
It's only the first door.
Yeah, so it's in a chamber. So she's got to get up and hit open to the outer space so it gets sucked out.
Yeah. And of course, it does, but grabs onto her leg. And of course, she's got the arm locked into the ladder.
And hits.
Hits go. And of course, it's holding onto her. And she eventually just goes, bam! Sends it into fucking space.
And
jobs are good.
Almost Newt.
Newt.
Almost.
It's a small little detail. But Newt gets grabbed by Bishop. And then she does a really cute, holds on to him. And he holds on to her because he's the one, holding on to the actual ship, making sure they don't get sucked in. And then Sigourney then gets, and as the
comes
doors
out
are closing,
in the most bizarrely, just over,
so
drags her arm back over, it's double jointedly.
Yeah.
Gets out.
And super realistic, because it's not an elegant, ta-da. It's I've had the day from hell. I just want to
sleep. I might
over.
Just have to lie down here for a minute.
Yeah. And again, they do the classic, go back to hypersleep, all that kind of stuff. Handsome Hicks is still alive, thank God.
Bishop is all sorted. He's in hypersleep.
He's in hypersleep because they just hit his torso.
Just his torso. And she says, will I have bad dreams, basically. Yeah. And it's all lovely and special.
And the
music
final,
comes in.
The final word is Newt going, affirmative, and then it then closes.
That is a cute thing,
I forgot. And that's it. And the last shot is them in hypersleep, and that's it.
My point here, Jamie, is leave it there.
Stop there.
Stop.
But they didn't, of course, because they went and did fucking shitloads more, which all went horribly wrong.
Including the one with
Fassbender
in it. What's his first name?
Michael Fassbender. So you're talking about Covenant, Alien Covenant.
Which is where he's in a cave, I believe. We went to see this.
We were pumped to see that.
Family went to see that.
Yeah.
Really pumped, sitting in the row.
It had such promise.
So good. But it I got lost, and so did the rest of this entire family.
I think the whole cinema laughed.
He's Fassbender's in a cave.
Finds his clone.
With his clone. I can't remember why, and I don't care, because he can die in a well as well.
Yeah.
And it's this whole thing with a penny whistle. Like a little tiny recorder that you would have at school, right? And he picks it up. Obviously the clone, it's a penny whistle.
Yeah. And the classic line
is
you do the blowing, I'll do the fingering. What?
I mean, sorry.
At this point, all of us were fucking howling with laughter.
This is Hastings, East Sussex, UK. He's going, did he just say
blow
and fingering in this scene?
How that got cleared by production, go, keep that dialogue in, that's gold.
It's a stupid line that you would say at school.
It's daft, yeah. And coming out of the mouth of Michael Fassbender as well, you're just thinking, oh,
that poor man.
And as soon as that happened, I was like,
I think we went to the pub. So then skip.
Skip, 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 skip. Alien wrongness.
Super stoked about this.
Yeah, we're hyped. We're hyped because all the marketing around this film has been, it's going back to the roots of the first two. Awesome. It's modernised. Very young cast members. You didn't know any of the cast because it is quite cast and quite they chose unknowns.
Yes, I didn't know anyone, and I wasn't going to let that go against me, because I love unknowns, and let's trot with it. Just as long as there's really large xenomorphs in it.
And if they can act, hey.
It's a bonus.
Yeah. I think Kaylee something, she's the main girl in it.
Yeah, I haven't got notes on this, by the way.
No, it's fine. She's in Civil War. If you haven't seen Civil War, she's in that again. I thought it was a really good film.
I thought she looks so young.
She looks really... I think she's like 24, 25.
She's been in another good movie.
But
she
does have a real baby face.
Such a sweetie she is.
So I, unfortunately, with Alien Romulus, watched Alien the day before. And
Big mistake. Huge.
The similarities are massive, because it's pretty much a modernised version of the first two, I would say. Doesn't mean it's a bad film. I enjoyed the first three quarters of it. I thought the cinematography in it was good. I thought the colour, especially the first bit, like the first act where they're on the scene and it's setting the sort of narrative of like, this is what, you know, this movie's going to be about. They're going to go into space, find the
female sort of lead, going to be a hero.
Groovy. I was like, I'm so on board. And I thought the young crew as well, I thought, were great. The main thing I loved about this film was how much screen time the facehuggers got. Because they're very much quite a brief part of the first two, because it's all their role is it latches on, impregnates them, and then dies, and that's it. Whereas in Romulus, and again, spoilers to anyone watching, if you haven't seen Romulus...
Yeah, because it is a recent...
Tune out now. Yeah.
Release, yeah.
They get such good screen time on this, because...
My problem with them is that they were the wrong colour. They were black in this one, or grey. I like them when they were look like white plastic lobsters.
Yeah.
And they do the... Yeah. I love all that. I love the movement of them. I'm just being pernickety here.
I wanted
I wanted them to be white. But carry on. Yeah. That was scary.
Yeah, oh, I mean...
I don't want to be chased by them at all.
They have that very tense scene in the chamber where they're all kept. And the temperature's starting to rise. They're starting to hatch and fall into the water. You've got... is it Andy? Who's the synthetic in this film. And he's there, and he's, like, rebooting. They put, like, a new chip in him, and he just freezes up, and it's rebooting as all this is fucking kicking off. And they're all in the water, and they're going, what the fuck's in the water? And then they sort of, like, the bit where the face having jumped onto the guy, and he's doing the things, like, trying to get in his mouth. I was like, ooh!
Ew! Ooh, that is nasty.
Super, super, like, close up and disgusting. They then manage to, like, break out, and you have that whole sequence where they're all running away and they bust out of the door and they're all like scuttling across the floor and they're rapid, and I was just like, I'm loving this. And there's loads of them. There's fucking five.
If I get it. Why is, you know, Barack Obama not here?
Oh, he just go bang. Not even breaking eye contact. Yeah. So you have that great sequence where they're all running through the hallway, and then one of the girls gets done, because she's like, someone's going to get fucking face hugged.
Well, I bloody hope so. That's what I've paid for.
She gets done, groovy, and then you have the great, quite gory bursting out the chest scene, which I thought was good. Another great sequence is the bit where they have to be quiet to get through the hallway with all the face huggers in it. Great scene.
Nice and tense, that.
Really tense.
Keeps
everyone on the edge of their seat. And then the bit I lost interest in was about three quarters in, and the flies on your head.
This is just not funny, this fly, Jim.
And, you know, you see the aliens and stuff, and they look great. They've gone back to, like, the prosthetics and stuff. It's no CGI. Groovy. Loved it. The bit that lost me was, and I remember it so clearly, is when they're in the elevator shaft and Andy, the synthetic, comes down and he just lands on the alien, saves the girl, and then says, get away from her, you bitch. But delivers it like it's a question. He's like, get away from her, you bitch. And I was a bit like, oh.
That's when Mummy tuned out. I think Mummy actually leaned over and said one word. Late. No. Oh. Lazy.
Late. I'm like, you don't need to do that.
If you're going to do it.
Yeah.
Do it well.
Yeah. And again, there's so many great elements in the film that I thought did.
Oh, I'd left by then.
Yeah, I know you did.
I sort of left the building in my head until I came back to the end bit.
So we get onto that.
Quickly, people have gone to sleep.
Their take on sort of the countdown timer self-destructing was them going into the rings of the planet. And visually, this film is absolutely stunning. I thought it was absolutely great how the cinematography paid homage to the originals. Just great.
And you know, here's a fun fact about this. A lot of the original film crew for Alien 1 and Aliens were actually invited back to this set and worked on it just to say, yeah, this is how we did this piece of kit.
That's how it should be done.
Exactly. Yeah. And I thought that was grand.
Yeah. And so the ending.
Oh dear, Jamie. I mean, where to start?
Yep.
So the creature.
I believe they call it the Offspring.
The Offspring. Okay. No. It was Lord fucking Voldemort. As soon as I saw it, I thought, that's Ralph Fiennes.
Yeah.
As Voldemort. And I wanted to either laugh or blow a raspberry. Actually, what I wanted to do was go home.
Yeah. They lost me at... But they did the get away from her, you bitch. And then we all knew there was going to be a second ending when they escape. And again, it's very graphic, the birthing scene of the egg. But for me, I think they ruined that whole bit because you see the girl inject her. If they cut that whole bit, that whole scene would have been such more of a shock to the audience to go...
Yeah, spoiler alert.
Going, oh shit, she's fucking injected herself. But of course they sort of ruin it by showing that happening when she's going back to the ship. Bursts an egg, the egg opens, and you see like this baby face. And I was like, oh, fucking hell.
It's a baby face.
Right.
So
okay.
it's a xenomorph
hybrid with
a human being, and it looks like Lord Voldemort.
Yeah.
And stands up and still looks like Lord Voldemort.
And again, so many people going, oh, that was terrifying. I'm like,
not if you've seen that last scene in Harry Potter, I don't think so.
It's a slender man looking Voldemort dude. It's not even relatively creepy, I don't think.
And it's not very original, Jamie. If I'm sitting there saying it looks like Voldemort, was there no one on the crew going, hang on a minute.
Maybe maybe
it needs to be purple.
Yeah.
And not have like a human face or something, or have human hands.
My issue with it was the face, because you have the alien-esque body, which I was just like, cool, but then a really human... I'm like, no, make it more scary. The point of this film is to be fucking scary. I'm not scared by this thing.
So no.
Blasts out of, you know, into out the airlock and then into space and then, you know, roll credits.
Let's go.
I did enjoy the film. I enjoyed the first three quarters.
Okay, is it a need or a never?
I think it's a need. I think you do need to see it. Because it's a love letter to the first two.
Oh, okay. I'm going with you on that.
Yeah.
But because we've had to wait so long.
So long.
I think if you've recently revisited Alien and Aliens...
That flies really...
Yeah, well, where's my stun gun? If you've recently viewed Alien and Aliens, that's... It may be a love letter, but it's still a disappointment. So I say it is a need to see.
Yes.
But you lost me. Lazy dialogue. If you want to pinch from another movie.
Yeah.
And other people do. I mean, Hugh Grant says in a lot of movies the line, sorry to disturb. And I think Julia Roberts has said more than one occasion, big mistake, huge.
Huge, yeah.
Okay. All lovely if you're going to nick a piece of dialogue, but deliver it well. And don't make me irritated.
I just don't think there's any need for that. I think it was just like, leave it alone. you've got legs to do something original. And, you know, and hats off for the ending, because that was original. They tried doing their own thing.
Yeah.
You've got to tip your hat to them. But I think I'm since viewing the second one as well, I'm not sure if I liked Romulus because the similarities from the first two are so strong, if you get what I mean.
Yeah.
So, because I love the first two, because they took so much from the first two and incorporated it in Romulus, I'm not sure if that's why I liked it. That makes sense.
It does make sense, but and we really need to...
We need a wrap-up, so we'll be recording now for an hour and 25 minutes.
Well, good luck with that editing.
We ain't finished yet, because we're going to do a fucking sound round. Okay, so...
Please tell me there's one.
Episode two, we've got five.
Jim, this is the longest podcast...
Zip it. We're doing a sound round because it's an alien special. All these are centered around alien films. Okay.
Go on,
you with me? Okay, number one. Are you ready?
I am.
Come on.
First one, I think. Aliens.
No. No, okay, when I say alien films, I'm not talking about Aliens, the franchise. I'm talking about every film that's got an alien...
Okay, number one, okay. I don't know!
Okay, firstly, chill out. We're going to go again.
No. Sorry.
Right, Predator. Failed.
Okay, number one, Jamie, I have never watched Predator and I never will.
You've never seen Predator?
No, I watched it for 5 minutes and it annoyed me.
Oh, well, there's no way you're going to...
Okay, number two.
Okay, you definitely get this one.
No.
Oh, Mum, you're fucking terrible at this game.
I know, well, stop. But
listen, just listen.
Signs.
Yes! And what scene?
It's the one on the roof.
No.
I'll
give you a big clue here.
Yeah, I have no idea what
that
am
I means. Holding?
A glass of water. No.
The scene is...
Baseball bat!
No! That's the swing away bit.
Okay.
Moving on,
James.
Okay, it's the baby monitor one where they all get on the car.
On the car holding the baby monitor. I love
Christ.
That bit.
Right, okay. Third one. Are you ready?
Yes.
You definitely got this.
Yes, but I'm so medicated.
Okay, we're going to go. Okay, ready?
Damn it.
What's the noise?
Yeah. Oh. Jim, just give me a clue.
Okay. They're big. We're going to go again. What's the end bit? That's trees coming down.
It's a very large alien.
Right. Okay, that was War of the Worlds.
Oh, of course it was. Okay, it's the day of the Triffids thingy, Bob.
What?
It's never mind.
Right, that scene is when they're all trying to get onto the ferry, and it's coming over the hilltop.
Okay, clever. You remember you said these questions, Jamie?
Yes, but Bob, these are all films we've fucking seen. You should know this.
Memory? Right. Okay. Okay. Oh,
right, here we go.
Okay.
If you don't get this, I'm quitting the podcast and I'm starting it with someone else. Okay. This is so fucking painful. Right.
Everyone else.
We're going again. Right. We're going again.
You okay?
How do you not recognise her voice?
It sounds like Ripley.
Okay.
Talking to Newt.
Okay.
And in Aliens.
Yes, what's the scene?
Where she goes, affirmative. Where she puts her finger up going, she's okay.
Yes. Oh, it took a long time to get over the line.
Stop.
But yes, that is correct. Where she goes over, she goes, you okay? And then Newt just goes...
Yes, okay.
Crazy.
Oh,
the final one.
I hate this round.
I'm going to say you're not going to get it, but for anyone listening, here's the fifth and final one.
See, that sounds like Signs again to me.
Nope. We went to see the most recent one in the cinema not too long ago. One more time.
Well, is it Prometheus then?
You're just stabbing in the dark now.
Well,
aren't
that's
you?
Where we
You're
went.
Just making
we,
shit
we,
up.
Yeah, I don't
okay.
know, darling.
That was Quiet Place, the first one.
Oh.
Where the little boy's got the spaceship. And that's what you hear there. It's the boy with the little spaceship making the noise. And then you've got John Krasinski doing the...
Oops. Yeah, okay, I don't get it.
And then the thing jumps out.
I'm shit at this.
You really are. You got...
Zero.
Two.
Well, with help.
That's like a D+. Let's wrap this bad boy up. We're an hour and a half in. Jesus fucking Christ. To anyone listening, if you've got any recommendations, any clips, the main thing is any tips to make this better. We've improved the lighting, I hope.
Hopefully the sound.
Hopefully the volume level is better this time. But yeah, you can find us on Instagram, CYNTSpod. And then there's an email button there. If you want to email in, you can. And then next week, Mum, we are doing...
Twists.
The best films with twists.
And I am going to ask you to watch Fracture.
Ryan Gosling and Anthony Hopkins.
And you're asking me to watch something I've never seen before, actually.
We both haven't. I haven't seen this.
And it is...
Prestige with Christian Bale and Hugh Jackman. Apparently the twist at the end is very good. So that's going to be our homework. We're going to be talking about all the best films with great twists. I've got a lot to say about Seven because I think it's the best film ever made.
Need to say... You go first, kid.
What are we saying?
Bye.
Oh, we're ending this now, I guess.
Yeah,
okay.
You're going to say...
Until next time... Ba 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 ba.
Stay frosty.
Great. Right, that's a wrap.